and I wish to express my delegation's appreciation for the inclusive way with which you have steered our work so far, and we thank also the Secretariat for their contributions. The Philippines associates itself with the statements delivered by Venezuela on behalf of the non-aligned movement and by Argentina on behalf of the group of states that has proposed the negotiation of a sixth CCW protocol. I take the floor to express additional views in my national capacity. My delegation thanks all the delegations for their written submission intersessionally. Their sustained engagement demonstrates the growing interest of many states in this process, and rightly so, since we are the only multilateral body that is so far trying to address the implications of the development of emerging technologies in the area of laws. The submissions are obviously divergent in many aspects, but they all converge towards a set of fundamental agreements. First, humans must retain control in the use of force. Second, autonomous weapon systems must comply with international law. And third, the emerging technologies in the area of laws require regulations. My delegation understands that the GGE is a technical body, and indeed we have had extensive technical discussions, both in formal and in informal settings. Yet we must also situate our work in a broader context. This GGE was created in response to growing public anxiety regarding the application of artificial intelligence and other technological advances that could displace the centrality of humans in the use of force. Many of our political leaders have responded to this anxiety, and my delegation is pleased to see ministers and several parliaments taking action in this regard, particularly here in Europe. This public demand requires no less than binding legal rules. The draft Protocol 6 that we submitted with Argentina, Costa Rica, Ecuador, Guatemala, Kazakhstan, Nigeria, Panama, Sierra Leone, and Uruguay is the only proposal so far that adequately responds to this public demand. This draft is also the only proposal that is responsive to the nature of the CCW. The CCW is an umbrella convention that provides for progressive codification of international law. It spawns protocols, not merely a list of non-binding measures. Our draft attempts to define meaningful human control, which consists of elements of human judgment and human intervention. My delegation understands that while there is widespread support for this nomenclature, there are also those that are still uncomfortable with this phrase. My delegation is flexible as regards the actual phrasing of this concept, but we believe that we have sufficient understanding of what this concept means, and we can already commence negotiation on how to characterize it with greater precision. Our draft proposes prohibitions using meaningful human control as the fundamental metric. It is proposed that weapon systems that transcend the limits imposed by meaningful human control as defined in our draft be prohibited, while those below it be subject to regulations. This bifurcation and the focus on the human element is faithful to the convergences that have evolved throughout our deliberations. These convergences have been defined as the signpost of our discussions by 23 states during our previous session. Our draft is compact enough to cover as many contexts as possible, and its focus on the human element renders it future-proof. Our call to negotiate a new protocol is not mutually exclusive to some thoughtful proposals on voluntary measures. Codifying fundamental convergences on the retention of meaningful human control in a binding document does not preclude discussions on voluntary regulatory measures, possibly in an annex. Our draft incorporates elements from other written contributions that have been submitted so far. It is a living document that could still be improved through further elaboration both prior to and during the negotiation process. We welcome comments and questions on our draft. What our draft demonstrates is that after 8 years of discussions, we now have sufficient elements to proceed with the negotiation of a legally binding instrument on autonomous weapon systems. We believe this should sufficiently be reflected in the GGE's report to the high contracting parties. I thank you, Mr. Chair.